Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second, the third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth, the catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second, the third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third, the first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth, the catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard fires to first and picks off Agee. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Romano reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Casanova moves to second. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Berry reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry scores. Buford moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Romano reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Agee goes all the way around to score. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 1 in the game. Elia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Casanova reaches third base with a triple. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson bunts towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0 for 2 in the game. Elia is walked intentionally. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Elia moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Casey Cox now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elias scores. There goes John trying to get to third. Locke throws the ball into McMullen, who tags John for the out. It's 5-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Buford reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Agee bunts towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to third. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson has Buford trapped. There's the throw to Casanova and over to McMullen, who tags Buford for the out. Romano moves to third. McCraw moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair is hit by the pitch. Romano scores. McCraw moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Al Weiss pinch runs for Jerry Adair. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Robinson scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 8-0, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke is hit by the pitch. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Locke moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Locke moves to third. Casanova moves to second. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 2 in the game. Savarin takes first base on ball 4. Locke scores. Casanova moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Ken Hamlin pinch hits for Casey Cox. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Casanova scores. Brinkman moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Brinkman scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Casanova and he is out, Savarin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Locke hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Casanova strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Bob Savarin. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brinkman moves to second. Jim King pinch hits for Ron Klein. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Blasingame now playing second base. Bob Humphreys now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Valentine strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.